This is Ozarks at Large. Here's a mental exercise to try. Make a list of the significant economic segments of the Northwest Arkansas economy. Certainly, retail plays a big role. Walmart and the legion of associated vendors located here has a large impact on the economy. Food processing, trucking and logistics, education and tourism, too. Chances are you didn't list the military. While not one of the larger parts of the economic equation in Benton and Washington counties, a recent report compiled by the Northwest Arkansas Council found that the annual contribution to the two counties from military-related factors is more than $150 million. Troy Galloway, the Community and Economic Development Director for Bentonville, says recognition of the military's importance might not be, as he puts it, front and center for many, but he says it's indeed an important presence.
When you start to peel the onion back just a little bit, you begin to realize when you look at the Veterans Administration Services, the hospital, the Arkansas Army National Guard, even the Army Reserve, and all of these other smaller parts that collectively add up to be a fairly significant part of our economy.
Troy Galloway is also the commander of the Arkansas National Guard's 142nd Fires Brigade, based in Fayetteville. It has more than 1,300 soldiers from all over Northwest Arkansas, including more than 800 who live in the two counties covered in the report.
And I think what people recognized through the media, through personal accounts over the last decade, is that the soldiers in this brigade have deployed multiple times to Iraq, to Afghanistan, to Kuwait, to the Middle East in various forms, and have supplemented an army that has been strained over a decade of war and that desperately needed these folks to step up, and they've done it time and time again.
Rob Smith, a communications and policy specialist with the Northwest Arkansas Council, prepared the report on the military's economic impact locally. He says those soldiers in the region are earning paychecks that stretch their spending across the area.
For many people that are in the National Guard, it's a second income, but it's also a lot of discretionary money. If you have a job like Troy in the community working for the city of Bentonville, you know, that's money they can spend and ultimately create other jobs, services, you know, retail, all those things, all that spending that occurs.
Smith says the money added to the region's economy from military checks doesn't only come from active members of the Army and the National Guard. The Northwest Arkansas Council's report says nearly 32,000 veterans have made homes in the two counties. That's about 7% of the overall population.
That's a significant number. Certainly the VA hospital is a huge factor. When you talk to veterans, many of them have located here specifically because those services are available. But, you know, one of the, you know, fly under radar kind of stats you think about, or don't, maybe you don't think about, is that the VA, the system we have in Fayetteville and in the clinics, they spend another $30 million at other hospitals in the region. And the reason they do that is because they don't want those veterans to wait on a service that they can't perform there. They don't want them to have to get on a waiting list at Little Rock. They need it faster. So that benefits Washington Regional. It benefits, certainly the Mercy system. It benefits our hospitals. I mean, that's a good fly under the radar stat that I kind of ran into.
The report estimates those services provided by other hospitals to veterans in Northwest Arkansas worth about $33 million. Rob Smith says a recent $74 million expansion at the Veterans Administration in Fayetteville wasn't tallied in the report and could push the military's role in the local economy well past the $150 million figure. He says the council will issue other reports about specific economic factors in the region, though there isn't a timetable for when those will be finished. He says the council became interested in the military impact on the local economy in part because some of the largest companies here are making public commitments to hire more veterans.
You know, Walmart announced that they want to hire 100,000 veterans, and they've already hit 20,000. We've seen Tyson Foods hire 1,200 veterans. And if you look at the proportion of employees, 1,200 is a similar percentage to what Walmart has. Those are big numbers. J.B. Hunt was recognized by GI Jobs magazine as a good place for veterans. So certainly their interest and their interest in helping veterans helped really encourage the Northwest Arkansas Council to want to take a look at what do they mean in our two counties.
Troy Galloway, the commander of the National Guard's 142nd Fires Brigade and a member of the economic development team in Bentonville, says he had never really thought about the exact impact military services have in this corner of the state. He says $150 million or so dollars may not be a large part of what's estimated by the Northwest Arkansas Council to be a $20 billion economy here, but he says there is value beyond the statistics. He says the National Guard has been part of efforts following a massive tornado in Mena, flooding in southwestern Arkansas in the past few years, and just this month after a winter storm hit the region.
We had soldiers on state active duty that were augmenting and supplementing local emergency responders, driving the highways of northwest Arkansas, helping motorists that might have needed some assistance. We pushed out some generators to a couple of nursing homes that were requiring additional power when they lost power for periods of time. And so those are the sorts of things that obviously impact people, they impact organizations. And I guess in some way, even though it's hard to quantify, it does indirectly impact the economy.
There is a link to the entire new report about military economic impact on Northwest Arkansas at our webpage, OzarksAtLarge.com.